Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing dumpy power switch. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, datemedot.tips. That's www.datemedot.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website, datemedot.tips, to find out more details. That's www.datemedot.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing dumpy power switch. So the title of today's podcast is based on an email that I received from a listener in which they asked a couple of questions regarding one of my recent podcasts. So I replied and basically asked whether it was okay if I could just actually answer these questions in a new podcast, because I feel it would be valuable for all of you listeners to hear. They got back to me, they said it was fine to do that way, and hence here we are. So I've decided to give it the title, Dumpy Power Switch, and we'll get straight into the questions. So number one, have you encountered many dumpers who have regretted their decision? Okay, so for this, there's a short answer and a longer answer. The short answer is yes, I have encountered many dumpers who have regretted their decision. But the longer answer will take a little bit more kind of depth to get across to you. And that's in the respect of how subtle this has actually been. So probably the most subtle way that a dumper has regretted their decision is when I've seen people get their exes back from a dumpee's position. But if you think of it in that respect, if the dumpee has been wanting to try to get their ex back and they've achieved that, then in essence, I have encountered a dumper who has regretted their decision, because I've actually kind of seen it play out from a dumpee's perspective. But I appreciate this question was more directly kind of aimed at dumpers who have come to me and kind of said, I've regretted my decision. So in that regard, I would have to say that it is less than the amount of dumpees that come to me. You know, I've more dumpees that come to me asking for support than I have dumpers. But sometimes dumpers are doing it in a different kind of way. So sometimes a dumper might not even realise that they're wanting their ex back at this moment, but they do acknowledge that they're starting to think about them. And they're starting to wonder about their ex. They're just kind of maybe in their mind, they're just thinking, oh, I just wonder how they are. You know, I've just been thinking about them, just wondered how they're getting on, you know. And then they reach out, they start to build up this communication, and before you know it, they're getting back together. So it's an intriguing question that, you know, have you encountered many dumpers who have regretted their decision? There's many ways to look at it. As I said, if we're to look at it from the perspective of the overall picture, then yes, there has been many dumpers that I'm aware of who have regretted their decision because they've changed their mind ultimately. They've changed their mind and they've taken their ex back. But if we're talking about how many dumpers have actually got in touch with me, it is less than dumpees. A lot more dumpees contact me than dumpers. But it does sometimes happen, and also it happens in a way where a dumper might be getting in touch or that they're asking for advice in whether they should get in touch with the dumpy because they're just thinking about them. And, you know, at this stage, they're not even trying to get them back in their mind. They're not even thinking that that is what they want to do. But what they're wondering about at that moment is whether they should reach out just to ask how they are. And my advice would always be the same. If you're a dumper, okay, if you've ended a relationship and you are now wondering about whether you should contact your ex again, you need to understand that you should only be doing this if you have in mind a possible reconciliation, okay? Because it is not fair to try to almost really mix up the emotions of a dumpee by just saying to them, oh, how are you? And when they reply, then just vanishing and ghosting them again. You know, that is not what you should be doing. But on the flip side, I would say that if a dumper is even thinking these things, then subconsciously there is definitely an element where they might be open to the possibility of getting back. I mean, you've got to consider why the breakup happened in the first place. Every situation is slightly different, and obviously you can put them into different categories. But depending on why the breakup happened, it might be that the dumper wants the dumpee back, but needs to first check there's been a few changes. You know, maybe the dumper made their decision for good reason. Maybe the dumpee was being very unreasonable. Maybe they was really excessively jealous or excessively possessive, and the dumper had to make that decision. And they really want them back, but first they need to kind of test the water and see how they are. So maybe they'll be thinking, well, if I just, you know, get in touch, have a regular conversation, see how they react, and then take it from there. So that's a great first question. And I'm sorry that I couldn't just answer it in one specific answer, you know, but for me, it was a very broad question and it needed different options kind of considered. So at this point, I just want to mention my weekly wingman service. I can be your wingman for the week, providing you with bespoke motivational encouragement. This can be to help with your love life, as well as ingraining a self-improvement mindset. The course begins with an audio call for us to speak and then moves on to emails. For more details on this service, please click the link in the description. Okay, so now let's get into the second question that I was asked via email regarding a recent podcast. And this question was, have you encountered many dumpees who have said thanks but no thanks, I am moving on, after being dumped and then the dumper eventually reaching out? And yes, I have encountered these situations, okay? Again, this is something that happens probably more than you would imagine. And that is because if you are the dumpee, then most times you will be wanting to get your ex back initially. And generally, that is because it's a natural feeling, you know. You have had the relationship ended when it wasn't your decision. Because you had that decision taken away from you, you feel powerless. You feel rejected. You feel like you're really low value. So the natural reaction is, well, I want to be higher value and I want to be close to the person who is all powerful. And that is your ex. So most people who have been dumped initially want their ex back. Okay, so if you're in the position where you have been dumped and you're listening to this podcast, you're probably thinking, well, if my ex ever got in touch, there's no way I would say thanks but no thanks. You know, that is all I want, okay? And for some people, that will be the case for a very long time because they're not in a position to move forward. But I am here to tell you, it does happen and it happens a lot more than you think. Even for people who could never have seen it coming. Okay, I mean, I might even count myself in that category in the respect of I never thought I would be in a position where I would not want one of my exes back. But I can tell you now, I don't want them back. I'm very happy in a new relationship that I'm in now. And even before this new relationship I was in, I went through a period of dating different people. And again, at that stage, I didn't want my ex back. I wasn't interested anymore. Now, if you'd said that to me after about a month after the breakup, I would have said, you're crazy. Okay, that is just not right. Of course I want my ex back. And I did actually get them back. And then it ended because we had different life paths we was going on. But I'm kind of digressing here. But the reason I'm saying this is to get across that it does happen even when you don't expect it. Even for me, I can definitely say there was a time where I would never have imagined that I would have said thanks but no thanks. But honestly, after a certain period of time, I would have said thanks but no thanks. Okay, so that's just from my own perspective. And I've seen it through lots of other people. Sometimes it's because that they've met new people, they've made new connections, they've got into new relationships, and they are very happy. And sometimes they haven't. Sometimes they aren't even in a new relationship, but they've just decided they're happy moving forward with their life. They're possibly spending more time with their friends. They're possibly exploring things that their ex would never have wanted to do. Maybe that's travel. Maybe that's a certain hobby. Maybe you realise that your life is just more enjoyable without that person in your life. So when I'm reading this question, have you encountered many dumpees who have said thanks but no thanks, I'm moving on, after being dumped and their ex has reached out? I would say it happens a lot more than you probably think. I mean, you've got to consider that what I get told is generally from people telling me their stories of when they've just been broken up with. So the vast majority of people I hear from are people who want to push forward with their life, but are also hoping to hear from their ex again and also hoping to try to get their ex back. So I do encounter a lot more people in that position because that is why they get in touch. They get in touch for advice on how to try and get their ex back, but they also get advice on how to try to push forward with their life. And sometimes they might be coming to me for one reason. Okay, they want to try to get their ex back, and then all of a sudden they're pushing forward with their life, they're learning about sexual polarity, and then they'll get in touch and say, you know what, I found a new connection. I wasn't expecting it, but I found a new connection, and thank you very much for all of the support. So again, it's a question that I can't answer in one word. I do hear of it more than you would think, but it is not the most common query that I get, because most people have just been dumped and they want advice on how to try to get their ex back. But I always try to tell people that with or without your ex, you will have a positive future and you can really push forward with your life. And honestly, the things that you can achieve, things you can experience, the people that you will meet, you just can't imagine right now. In the weeks, months and years to come, you will not even be able to conjure up in your mind the possibilities that lay before you. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. I hope the person who emailed me has enjoyed my answers. And I've just tried to give it a lot of thought. That's why I've not just given one easy answer. I've tried to be as expressive as I can to try to explore both of those questions. So I hope you all have a great weekend, and I'll drop another podcast soon.
Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get him back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next. Ain't no sweat, you know Vincent Bo got you. Finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now. Thank you.